Nicely with Martin Bester.
How hard can it be?
Ooh, we do different things on Tuesdays. We try different things. We have tried things from tap dancing to the castanets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drag.
Ventriloquism.
Ventriloquism. Playing the didgeridoo.
Violin.
The violin.
We cut hair. We tattooed people.
Do you know?
Yeah, through an axe.
Yes.
Yeah.
The average stuff. So, this morning we're asking the question, how hard can it be to do magic?
That excites me.
Surely a question that at least as a kid you've thought about, you asked, you tried.
Yeah.
I remember I had this little kit, this little magic kit, and I think it came with a little cape for some reason, and a hat, and I tried it, and a stick.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's done like that anymore. I can tell you it's not necessarily. at a show the other night, I met up again with Mo. Mo Magic. Good to see you, Mo.
Oh, it's an absolute joy to be here with you three in studio.
Yeah, and you're so great, man. I watched your craft the other night and what you do and how you just entertain the crowds. Wow them. Incredible stuff. For those who don't know, tell us more. What do you do? What are you famous for?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say famous for, but I am an engineer turned entertainer. So 14 years ago, I said goodbye to my engineering profession. I was a project manager in industry. And I just made a choice. I felt like it was time for me to pursue my passion for spreading joy with the art of magic. So for the last 14 years, this is what I've been doing professionally on a full-time basis. I get to do this on television, in theaters, and on stages around the world.
Incredible.
It's like his first disappearing trick.
Yeah, from engineering. As a child, were you fascinated?
As a child, I learned one magic trick from my elder brother, but that was it. But my fascination
was
for
the coin thing.
It was a card thing.
A card,
okay.
a card thing.
It's usually a coin or a card thing. It's usually a coin or a card thing. And I was actually in my third year of engineering studies. I was 21 years old and I was thinking to myself, is this what I really want to do? Is this how I want to spend my life? Yeah. So I started attending personal development classes. My brother was conducting them on the weekend. And there I learned that it didn't matter where we were, or who we were, where we were coming from. What mattered was the quality of life we wanted. So I made an intention to start learning more about myself. And I literally had a very spiritual moment where I spoke to the divine and I said, please show me what's mine. And a few weeks after, I was sitting with my best friend, Kola. We were working on our design project. He said, Mo, put the telly on, I'll put the kettle on. And Felicity, I put the television on and I saw a repeat TV show of a magician who I'd seen 3 years prior, but had dismissed his camera tricks. But that night, Martin, something inside of me shifted. I knew there and then this is what I wanted to do. I had no idea how, where, what, but I just knew. I saw this magician spreading joy, the reactions he elicited in his performances,
that's,
and I said, I want to do it. And I mean, I saw you as well. You such a natural, you know how to work with the crowd and you're having fun. So from one professional to another, you know what it is. It's about what you give out and why you want to do it, and then the feedback comes.
To see that wow on people's faces, that surprise.
Yes.
And I must say, when I watch magicians, mentalists, illusionists, I mean, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's sleight of hand or whatever the case may be, it's good.
Yes. Yeah.
It is wow. It's amazing. What is your favorite of all those, do you call them routines?
Or you could call them categories.
Categories.
So you get close-up magic, you get stage magic, you get grand illusion. I started off with close-up magic. It still has a very special place in my heart because you're literally right next to somebody and performing some magic.
It's intimate.
Yes, it's intimate. Yeah. And when you're on stage, somebody might say, you were a bit of a distance away from me. I couldn't see that clearly or something like that. For example, Skola, close-up magic. I've got a couple of 50s here, right?
Uh-oh.
Check this out, right? Felicity, I'm going to have you. That's 50.
Yes.
That's 100, 150, 200.
Yes.
Skola, have a look at one. Make sure it's legit.
Okay.
And these others will stay in full view so that you can describe to your loyal listeners what's happening. 450 rand notes.
Yeah.
Skola is looking at him like he's part of the Reserve Bank.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. There
looks
we
like
go.
One.
Skola, if I could do absolutely anything with these 50s besides giving them away, what would impress you? Anything besides giving them away, what would impress you?
I don't know if you could add them together.
Well, what does that mean, add them together, Martin?
Know.
I don't understand what that means.
He's not a mathematician, he's a magician.
Yeah. Wait,
let's make them disappear.
Could you make more of them?
Get a good view, good view.
Make more!
Are we live? Are we recording? We're recording.
Can we multiply this?
100, 150, 200. Multiply.
Yes, yes, make
okay,
more.
I should tell you I'm a magician, not a miracle worker. Okay. But for you, for you, for you. For you, for you. Watch this. Watch the 50s. Okay. Change.
Whoa.
No.
Now I've got 100, 200, 300, 400 rands.
Can I
right
check? Can I check?
Oh, you doubt me. Check it out.
I
make sure
check,
it's legit.
I need to check through the lights.
Make sure it's legit.
Okay, it's got Madiba on both can sides. I, the watermark looks...
Can I just say to you, if there's one trick I want to learn, it's that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's that one.
For
me.
Everybody, and let me explain something. That look on your face is priceless. I know people sitting in their cars or in the office right now might be thinking that's totally incredible or impossible. No. But there's a reason why I love performing magic with money. Because if I were just to show you a piece of magic, you might just think of it as a trick.
Sure.
But if you can, like a song, if you can bring it in to connect with the audience, something nostalgic or something like that, where you can relate with the audience, you bring them in. And for me, magic is a large part about connecting with the audience.
Bring
otherwise,
them,
it's just tricks.
Bringing them in.
Yeah. Make them part of the experience. And think about this, Kola. You said... multiply them. Now imagine that. Your wish was my command.
Oh, wow, well done.
Listen, show me that one. Okay.
We're friends now.
You're with your online family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
How hard could it be to do magic? Tell us more about this amazing world of magicians is Mo Magic himself, our special guest on the show this morning. Good to see you again. What are the toughest audiences to play to?
Well, the toughest audiences... are probably an audience who doesn't want to be there. So probably it's, I do a lot of corporate events. Like for example, this week, I've got a couple of corporates here in Joburg. And usually at a corporate event, the audience is there for the event. They're not there for the entertainment.
Okay.
So, and again, if you like magic, you like what I do. But if you don't like magic, what I've learned over the years in my presentation to very subtly and very in a strategic way to come out, have fun, break the ice with some humor, and tell them that it's about having fun. And the magic that I do is very inclusive. So that's probably the toughest audience. But it's not to say that it's not going to work out. It's just about combating that. But another audience who I remember doing a gig once, where many years ago, I came out. People were having meals and people were inebriated. And I had to do a show to that. That's probably my worst audience.
Did they chip you?
They did. And you know what? You know, I'm a big proponent in this Japanese word called Kaizen, which is continuous improvement. Mm. So after every event I do a debrief. I call it the good, the bad, the ugly. Mm. I look at what went well, what didn't go well, or what can be improved for next time, and what was unexpected. Came in. So I always tweak. So now, if you were to ask me what's the worst audience, I'm very fortunate to say that I have my checks and balances and stuff to bring people on. And by the end of the performance, a lot of times people who didn't ordinarily like magic would come up to me and say, "Wow, that was amazing. You know, I never really liked magic, but you've made me a believer," or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. That's it. I'm the opposite. My favorite audiences are the drunk ones. because the drunker they get, the better I sound.
Not just an exceptional musician, but a talented comedian in studio.
Okay, so you want to show us a little something else? So what's going to happen is over the news time, Mo and I are going to congregate outside, and he's going to show me some magic.
Teach me some magic.
Teach me some magic.
He's sprinkling some fairy dust on you.
I am going to... It's too late for that, dear. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to wow you with...
with the magic trick.
With magic.
Yes.
So that's all coming up. How hard can it be?
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
So within a matter of seconds, I literally... How many seconds did I have to learn the trick?
That was probably about 25. 30 seconds.
So Mo is an incredible teacher. Incredible teacher.
Maybe you're just an incredible student.
Clearly, magic.
Maybe the magic is in your veins.
I am so eager to see how this goes.
I know, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you know as much as I do, there's a very big chance it doesn't work.
Yeah, but Martin, I have faith in you because there's a lot of parallels between being a musician and a magician.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to go with this.
Right.
So, lovely people, we are performing a piece of magic with playing cards.
Oh, okay.
Playing
okay.
cards.
I have to stand so I can see.
So every great magician that has come has performed a piece of card magic. And this is Martin Bester's time to shine.
Nice.
All right. Woo! Yeah! Okay. Martin!
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to shuffle the pack of cards.
Okay.
So you shuffle the pack of cards.
Okay, please note, I can't do how to shuffle, so I'm just going to do this. Yeah. I have no idea how you shuffle cards.
Why don't you shuffle cards?
No.
You're doing well. As long as you don't drop them, you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop them. Yeah. I've shuffled, I think.
Yeah,
is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay, now I can't get them back in together.
Right.
Okay, wait there.
But they need to be pretty varied.
Okay, I think that was very
mixed. Sorry, mixed, yes.
Yeah. I just have a look there, Martin. Has she done a good job shuffling them?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I think so.
Magician's assistant.
yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to cut. Okay, I'm going to pick a card. Because I think by now, I mean, I know you well enough to think I know which card is going to come up. Right.
Oh, so are you making a prediction?
I'm making a prediction.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay, great. There's some mentalist and magic vibes in one here.
Okay.
Making prediction. Then I'm going to ask them to cut.
Yeah,
cut
so two. So okay. Just pick up as many cards.
Yeah.
So how are we going to do this?
So pick up
from the top.
Yeah.
Pick up as many cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And put that down.
Yes.
There. Like excellent. Yeah, down. And then take the other part that's in your hand.
Yeah.
The remaining in your hand.
Yeah.
And place them the other way on top of her cards.
On top of the cards.
Yeah, but the other way, crisscross.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Like this.
Crisscross,
that's
there we go.
Right. Yeah, like this.
Excellent. Now.
Like this. Okay.
Yeah, now think about this.
Okay.
You shuffled those cards.
Yes.
I did.
You created the order of those cards.
Yeah.
I did.
There's 52 different playing cards in each pack.
52. That's chances correct. Are...
Yeah. Now, he says he knows you well.
Yes.
Right? He made a prediction before you cut the cards.
That's correct.
Yeah, because I saw you pull out a card.
Yes. So let's see where she cut to. Just lift up there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the top card.
Yeah.
Oh, no, on that one.
This card. Yeah.
On the smaller pile.
Yeah.
That
that's where she cut to.
So you cut these cards,
right? I did, yes.
And on the pile that you cut.
Yes.
On the pile that you cut.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's see what it is.
You cut to this card.
The Three of Hearts.
Three of Hearts. Okay, yeah. No,
right. I made a prediction. This is all live, right?
Yeah.
This is all live on camera. I made a prediction before you cut the cards.
Yes, we have a
chance. After you shuffled the cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
After you cut the cards.
Yes.
This is the card at the top of the pile that you cut.
That's right.
I made a prediction.
If you get this, I'm going to have an absolute...
Now, before you reveal this, I just want, for those of you watching online or listening on your radio, every pack of cards have got partner cards. So, for example, if you have a King of Hearts, the partner card is the King of Diamonds.
Okay.
And Martin says that he knows you well enough now to make a prediction.
So
you freely chose the Three of Hearts?
I did.
So, if this piece of magic works out, the card that I chose... And then I put down here on the desk in front of me. Should be what? Should be which number?
Three, isn't it? I don't know.
Three of diamonds.
A three of diamonds.
Yeah.
Let's see,
Martin. Suspense is killing me.
I'm just gonna go with the number.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go with the number.
Okay, with the number.
If I get the number right,
that's good enough for a start.
It's very good for a start.
Matching three. Let's give Martin Bester a round of applause.
No!
You've
got the
three
of spades.
No!
Drum roll for Martin Bester.
Martin Magic.
No.
Yeah! There you go. How about that? Mo, you are amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're not only a great performer, you're also a great teacher.
Pleasure. So that is what we would call a beginner magic trick. And it's something that I teach people that if they perform it and they like doing it and they enjoy it, I say then maybe you want to learn more, then you can spend more time in the art learning the more intricate things. Martin,
you are
amazing.
Thank you very much, sir. Great to meet you. I'm going to remember this one, and I'm going to wow my audiences from now on with this amazing one. Mo Magic, find him on social media. You do your own shows in theatres also?
Yes. I just opened up bookings. I'll be in Johannesburg 6th and 7th of September, Friday, Saturday night, 200-seater theatre, my new theatre show called Stage of Wonders. But I'm also available to MC and entertain at corporate events. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Just search Mo Magic or look at momagic.co.za. Thank you so much.
He is great. Thank you, Mo Magic. Breakfast with Martin Bester. Well. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.